Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Welcome to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And today we checked out an independent movie, not really mainstream, not anything. It was released in Sundance, earlier 2017. It premiered at Sundance. It's called Wind River. Wind River. Quick synopsis, because it was something we ran into, something I wanted to see because I was seeing the smaller movies that they were talking about, Oscar nominated, you know, type of movies, type of actors, and Wind River came up. And we're fans of Jeremy Renner. He shows up, and if you see where he shows up, we showed up a lot in, like, the Avengers. He played Hawkeye there, and he played in some other things. And then Elizabeth Olsen, she played in Avengers as well as Scarlet Witch. So both of them are her residents or characters in the Avengers series. And they came to do this serious movie written and directed by Taylor Sheridan. So I was really fascinated by his work. So Leisha and I, we saw Sicario by Dennis. I told you I was going to try to get his name, but I had it before. But we just saw his movie, Blade Runner 2049. And before that, it was Arrival. And before that, it was Sicario, which was a fantastic movie with the FBI agents and the CIA agents going over to the Mexican border trying to pick them up. And he wrote that movie. So if you saw that movie, you should look forward to anything that this guy does.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then last year he wrote Hell and High Water, which was nominated for an Oscar as well because of the writing and the excitement and all. But Wind River, this is what it's about. Let me give you a quick summary. A neo-Western murder mystery thriller stars Jeremy Renner and Elizabeth Olsen. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service tracker and FBI agent who try to solve a murder on the Wind River Indian Reservation in Wyoming. The opening is inspired by a true events card, which was a reference to the thousands of actual stories just like it, involving sexual assault of women on reservations. That was his primary motivation of writing this film. So, sounds simple. It is a simple movie, but when you look at it, it's very intense, it's very emotional, and it's different because it's on an Indian reservation.
And it's easy to follow.
Yeah, and it's easy to follow.
There's no, you know, twist and turn. It's very easy to follow, and it was a great story for it to be the way it is.
But when you was first looking at it, you said to me, seems kind of slow.
Right. It had to build up to the story. But, you know, after seeing it, it make a whole lot of sense.
But after you've seen the complete movie.
Right, right.
But at the beginning, what they tried to do is establish everything. So they had to establish the FBI agent, which was kind of new. So that was on federal land. So the Indian reservations is on federal land. So if anything happens on there, you know, federal agents got to be there, as well as partnering with the local Indian police or law authority that's inside of there. So they had to deal with them. Then you had this tracker guy, wildlife, that was killing like bobcats and wolves that were killing livestock and doing other things. So he policed the whole area. It was like thousands and thousands of miles of land that they were on. And he befriended them because I think he married one of the Native Americans that was on there. So he had his own story, which was good. They didn't get into the FBI agent. They didn't get into her story.
Yeah, because
It wasn't even necessary.
No, she came there. She was, she had to solve a crime.
No, she had to assess a crime so she can actually bring people there.
Right.
But if the dialogue was stating, you're lucky to have me, because most of the time they would come there and then they would leave it alone.
Right.
And that's why, I guess, when he was writing this story, he was saying there's a lot of sexual assault of women on these reservations and nothing happens. And, you know, toward the end, because I was reading the synopsis and different issues, they said a title card states that missing person statistics are kept for every demographic except Native American women, whose numbers remain unknown.
Wow.
So if a Native American women are killed, anything, you don't even know how many they are. You don't. They don't even keep records. So you wouldn't even know what occurred, because these are something separate that they don't even account for.
Wow.
So, you know, after I saw the movie and then start reading a little more back on that, and I was like, wow, this is deeper than just seeing it. And, you know, based on true life events, it's like it can be anything, because it happens so often on these reservations and you don't get the support to solve these crimes.
Yeah, I mean, I could imagine the way the story started, you know, how that happened, where they were in the freezing cold and it's snowing there.
Oh, so that's a very dramatic scene that you kind of don't understand until later.
Right, right.
So, and until they explain it. So the opening scene is a young lady running barefoot across the snow. She has a jacket on, but she's barefoot with like loose clothing on, pajamas or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just running, and then she collapses. And then she gets up and she keeps going a little more, but then she just falls out, and then the scene cuts into the park ranger, Jeremy Renner, shooting coyotes.
Yeah.
You know. And then, you know, they go on and then they start establishing who he is. He has a son. He's divorced from his Native American wife. He deals with the cops that's in the city outside of the reservation, but he deals with the people on the reservation.
Right.
So that took a little while, but you had to establish who was who, where they were, what the authority was, and what his job was.
Right.
And then Chell, he went out tracking, was it a bobcat or some kind of...
It was I think it was a wolf.
Not a wolf. It was a feline. I don't know what kind of... It was some kind of cat, put it that way. But he found a body. And once he found the body, he called it in. And then they had to get the actual FBI to come in. And that's when Elizabeth Olsen, she shows up. From her office is in Vegas, but she's from Orlando, Florida. Or Fort Lauderdale. I'm sorry, Fort Lauderdale. So it was kind of like she came there with some loose clothing on and an FBI jacket. And she said, let's go to the spot. They was like, no, we need to get you dressed. She was like, you don't know what you're talking about. I know what I'm doing. I've done this before. They was like, what, were you trying to take care of me? It was like, no, if you go out like that, it would take no more than 6 minutes and you'll freeze to death. And it was like, wow, okay.
So because it was just... I could just imagine them filming in that area. And the visual part of it was, you know.
It was amazing, too. I love
the scenery.
The scenery. It was beautiful. The mountains. Yeah. And the constant snow was kind of
right. Really it was constantly up. Snow. And the thing is, it was cold.
Yes.
You can see it was cold. I mean,
you can see them.
Yeah.
Cold.
Cold. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, and then just imagine you just stranded out there.
Yeah.
I mean,
trying to walk out there.
And that was like, I could not get that out of my mind.
Yeah.
To seeing her just run.
But here's the catch. So before I explain that, because I thought that was amazing, because you didn't know the impact of it until you really knew the impact. But when she went in, she said they was going to help her with clothes. And they gave her clothes and they said, you better give this back. You better. She was like, yeah, no problem. No problem. So when they went to talk to the parents, the head, her father was kind of like, no, she was questioning her father. Was like, how would you let her go live with some guy that you don't even know? She said she was an adult. And she was like, well, what do you mean? You know, you don't know him. She was an adult, though. What do you mean? She said, well, can I talk to the mother? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, he said, go ahead. You're an adult. I don't tell you what to do either. So when she went to the room, a mother was cutting herself because she was in so much pain. She just went in and she was just cutting her hands and cutting her arms. And she just slowly closed the door. And, you know, he seemed really calm, right? When he was looking, he was just really calm. Until the tracker showed up. And when the tracker showed up, he just fell into his arm crying. And they just closed the door and they just had to wait because the FBI agent just saw it as, come on now, give me some information. But she didn't realize the depth of their grief.
Right.
And so she saw the mom and then saw
the
father reacted.
And her brother, too.
Yeah, and her brother. So because they didn't went to research and trying to find out who would know where she was or who she was dealing with. But what they said when they went back to the body, the tracker was like, well, the nearest area that she would been at is 6 miles away.
Right.
6 miles in freezing cold, barefoot.
She wouldn't have made it. There's just no way.
Say what?
6 miles away.
No, she ran 6 miles.
Oh, wow.
That was the distance from whatever occurred to where she was. They said the nearest point of where anyone would have been is 6 miles away.
Mm.
And they only showed us the small portion at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So you didn't know the impact or the severity of how far she had to run to get away from whoever she was getting away from.
Because I thought he said the highway was 6 miles away.
No. That's the end part. Because he said there's 6 miles. That's why he took them 6 miles away and said, you try it. Because that's how far she ran.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She's a warrior. He said, you wouldn't last 600 yards. No, he said, you wouldn't last, I think, 6 yards or so like that. But anyway, that was the back end. We kind of jumped. So then they start the research and going in and saying who was the boyfriend and who was going on. So they show the relationship between the Native Americans and the different people that they was dealing with. So they had to find out who was the boyfriend and who she was dealing with. And then when they showed up to where her brother was.
Right.
And there was some convict, I guess, that was there. They was in there smoking drugs.
Yeah, they were. And I think that they were thinking they were
involved in it.
Right, right.
But her brother happened to be there.
Yes.
And then they was like, we're looking for such and such. But the guy, he attacked him. And then her brother and some other guy ran out. And it wasn't intense. But she was like, look, I'm going to get these dudes. And they tried to run out the back door. And then Jeremy ran and just knocked them out with a shovel. And you know, kept them tied up. But he sprayed.
There was something in their face.
Yeah, and it was like.
And then she went in there and shot him.
Because he was shooting back at her.
Yeah, there was three of them. It was three of them. Yeah.
But the main one that they was running after, he shot at her.
That's right.
And then she said, we need to take him in. And the other, I don't know if he was a sheriff, but the police officer for the reservation was with them.
Mm-hmm.
And since he was with them, he just said, no, leave him right here. She was like, no. He was going to die.
Yeah.
And it was a great shot because everything like slowed down. And as it slowed down, he slowly
stopped breathing. Yeah.
And it was like, he was just saying pretty much to her, just wait. He's going to die.
Yeah, because there's no way we're going to save him.
No way we're going to save him. Just wait.
Yeah, because that was another thing. She thought that everything was such a convenient. Call an ambulance. Get the helicopter.
Get a helicopter.
Get a police car. You know, and he's like, that's not going to happen.
Oh, we need the, like, DNA. Where's the closest for that? Or a rape kit will be back, and they have to send it totally to somewhere totally different out of the way.
And what's so interesting, what he said was, like, a police officer that was watching over a city that it was as big as Rhode Island with six officers.
Six officers, as big as Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, okay, because he was pretty much like, what do you want me to say? You know what I mean? Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what we do. And but it was a reservation. So the whole storyline was based off even a situation that you're under different jurisdiction, because it's an Indian reservation, a different culture, which is totally different than what you normally look at, but a really potent sexual abuse and sexual murder based on what's going on in that type of community, and not just amongst themselves. So the investigation just went on and went on, and they found themselves in danger. So as they was walking around, she wanted to track her to help her track these people. So they was really going back and forth with that. But fast forward, they found out that her boyfriend was a white guy. And the white guy was these oil rig guys. And they was in the middle of a mountain ridge. And they show up. And these guys, you see them. Their faces are like beat up. They got bruises on them.
Right,
and
right.
They was like, yo, what the heck? What happened to y'all? Oh, when you ride your ski mobiles, there's branches in on it. They said, then wear goggles. Yeah, I guess we got to wear goggles. But one of the police officers was like, no, did you see them? Did you see them? And they was looking at them suspiciously, and then they all just pulled out their guns and everything.
Yeah, they sure
and
did.
And it was kind of like, whoa, what the hell is going on? And immediately when I saw that, I was like, yo, they got something to do with this fucking murder right there. But you didn't know where it was going. But then you kind of saw it. So as soon as she knocked on the door, it went back to really what went on.
Right.
And what went on was she did have a boyfriend with one of the guys that worked with those. And these were all white men. So all these white men was there, but she was with the one guy. And they came back drunk, and one guy was just harassing them and just trying to mess with the Native American girl. And her boyfriend was just start beating his ass. But then the rest of them jumped on him and actually killed him.
Yeah, they sure did.
And when they killed him, they raped her, but somehow she got away
from
that. And at the same time, the tracker, Jeremy Reiner, was in the woods looking down because he was tracking the actual ski mobile.
Mm-hmm.
He was tracking it, and then he tracked it all the way back to say, well, a minute, it going down to that camp down there. So as soon as that they said somebody's in there and they didn't open the door, they shot through the damn door, and it shot the FBI agent, Elizabeth.
Right. Yeah, that was a huge gun.
Yeah, that was like a boom, but she had a vest on, thank God. I didn't know they had vests on. I didn't notice it until they got shot. So I need to look at it and see if that was like a, oops, we forgot to give her a vest. Let's give her a vest once she's laying on the ground. But I didn't notice it from there. But a lot of them had vests on anyway. And then it became a gunfire, yeah, gunfight.
Gunfight.
And I was like,
Until he started shooting them, he blew that damn vest is open.
Yeah, but before he started shooting them, because I don't think he got in position yet, they were firing on each other, and then as they got closer, the guy pulled out that was inside the trailer like a machine gun.
Yeah,
and just started
shooting,
spraying them down. And the guys who wasn't totally hurt, it was like two of them that was still out there. And once they pulled a gun and tried to shoot Elizabeth Olsen, all of a sudden, bam, he got shot in the head. And he was like, where did it come from? Where did it come from? No, it was three of them. It was three of them because once the one guy got shot, the guy that was next to him was like, where did it come from? And then he got shot. And then the guys in the trailer start saying, well, get down.
Yeah,
he
shot one of them in the trailer.
Yeah, he shot through the goddamn trailer.
And then the other one broke out the window and climbed out the window.
And she shot him, in, I think, in the leg or something as he was running away. Mm-hmm. But he got away, and he pulled her up and put her on the couch, and she said, go get him.
Yeah.
Just go get him. So he tracked his ass all the way up the hill, halfway through the woods, and snuck up on his ass because he had no idea what was going on and knocked his ass out. As soon as he knocked him out, you know, our thought was, yeah, he's going to drag him back so the FBI agents will take him away. He took his ass up in the mountain.
He sure damn did, at the top of the mountain.
At the top of the mountain, and had him in a bag, and he dragged his ass out there. He said, oh, tell me the truth, and I'll let you go. I'll let you go. No, you're not going to. He said, I'll let you go. I'm a man of my word. Did you rape her? Yeah, I raped her. What happened to the other guy? Oh, we killed him. Or, you know, he was whimpering and crying or whatever like that. But before that, once he woke up, he was like, where's my boots? He was like, don't worry about that. I'll let you go. You know what I mean? I'll let you go. That's when he said, after he heard everything, he said, look, I'll cut you loose. And he said, what, you just gonna leave me here? He's like, yeah, I'm gonna give you the same chance that she got. The same chance. He said, right over those ridge, there's a highway. If you get there, you're fine. You're free.
Yeah, he said,
it's 6 miles away.
Yeah.
You're free. He said, I don't think you make it. She was a warrior. You're not. He said, you won't get 6 yards down and you'll die. And he started running, and you can see it. She died of when the blood and everything got into her lungs and it froze up. And
because he had nothing on his feet.
Mm-hmm. But he was breathing hard. And right. They said that's where the blood and everything came up from her, because her lungs burst from freezing and just the blood came out from that. And that's what happened to him. So great storyline, really great. It was very emotional, great drama. Wasn't as suspenseful, you know. It was, I wonder who did it, but you kind of figure who did it, and it led you into who did it. It didn't have you figure it out. It just led you to it. So it wasn't as great of a suspense of a whodunit movie. The suspense actually was basically how this can happen. And the characters. So he built a great character movie.
It was just more so that it wasn't so like, how would you say it? Because a lot of suspense is like really intense, you know, yeah. Make you want to like really.
So it was subtle.
It was like any other investigation, right. You know, because it became, there was like, it was kind of obvious because, you know, they were just asking simple questions.
Yeah.
You know, who was her boyfriend? And they knew she was dating a white guy. And then
it built to it.
Right.
So that's why, to your point, it was simple. It wasn't like, could it be the boyfriend? Could it not be the boyfriend?
Right.
You
exactly.
knew it had something to do with the
right,
boyfriend.
Right. Exactly.
Because it was an Indian reservation. So it was kind of obvious. But how you got to that point was kind of interesting.
Right.
But it
right.
led you to it. So to your point, I get where you when you saying it was simple, because they led you to it.
Right. It wasn't, you know, we've seen a lot of suspense where
that was like, whoa, mm-hmm. what the hell?
Yeah, twists and turns. I mean, mm-hmm. And as you were seeing what was going on, I was like, oh, okay. Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there was another one there was another show I seen. That's all was about Indians as well. Yeah. There's a TV show.
Native Americans or Indians from India?
No, Native Americans.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's the same kind of thing. They bring attention to the issue of Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not too many movies that is doing that now.
That is really actually of substance. You know what
mm-hmm,
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They add Native Americans in there, but what is centered on what's going on from there.
Yeah, so you got the white man treating the Indians, you know, Native Americans wrong.
Right.
And so, and I thought it was kind of interesting just how, because you remember he found the male's, her boyfriend's body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
so that was his body then.
The body that
they found was his.
Yes,
that the bird was eating on.
Right, exactly.
So that's how they identified him.
Exactly.
So that's the reason why they went there then.
Mm-hmm.
So I missed that part. I missed that. That's because I was wondering where his body was.
No, it was out in the cold. It was naked. He was naked out in the cold with underwears on.
So right, right. Like he was inside the... They exactly. just pulled him out there and left him out there.
Exactly.
And let the animals eat him. Okay. So this was the movie. It premiered in Sundance, and it was released in August 4th, 2017 from the Weinstein Group. The Weinstein Company. And but it was made for $11 million. And as of now, it's at $40 million, which is very, very good.
Oh, wow. It's very good.
That's very good. So they got a good what
you call it. And again, they ain't put too much money in it.
No. So that was the good thing. And but it was $33 million in the United States, $6.6 million. In Canada and other territories and everything, but the production budget was only $11 million, and then it was distributed in the Cannes Film Festival. But the Weinstein Group acquired it, but didn't want to do anything with it. And then they finally said, "Yeah, we'll do it." And then they released it. So, being assholes, that's pretty much what it was.
You mean he being an asshole?
Well, he being an ass, him being a sexual predator. And whatever, but how that went. But I thought this was a really good movie. That's why now I really, really want to see Hell or High Water, because I love the way his writing is. So we bookended, what is it, Sicario, and now Wind River, and right in the middle, it was Hell and High Water. So. We'll probably see that one and review it, because this guy's really good. He did a good directing. I think he could have done a little different, but I think he centers on the emotional part of it all.
Yeah,
the cinematography was good too.
Oh my goodness. It was killing me. Just to be in, I mean, watching it felt like
cold.
Yeah,
right?
I was like, I'll never get out the winter. It's snow. Look how white that goddamn snow is.
And then when the storm came, it was like, how the hell could you be out there?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like pure, we you know, being where we lived in Germany, we seen that kind of white snow.
Loved it, but
yeah,
it wasn't snow
it
like
was
that.
Too damn cold for me.
Mm-hmm. So it's critically acclaimed. So if you look it up and you see people, and a lot of the critics loved it. And, you know, enough people went to the movies, so it got paid too. So... it should be close to coming into video, because I think they got their money, and it's no sense on it competing with the bigger late movie, the Oscar movies.
Right.
You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
So you don't want to keep it out there too long. But if you get it into video or streaming quick enough, it'll compete with the other Oscar rated movies later on this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's really starting to come out right now. But what do you rate it, baby?
I rated 7.5.
Okay. That's kind of high. I rated about a 7. I'll say an even 7.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to stay with 7. I think the acting was pretty good.
The acting was really good.
I think Jeremy Renner, I haven't seen him act this well in a lot of movies that I've seen him in. But he played really well here.
So, I mean, you know what happens when you become a senior actor and you already made the money you made. You can take small roles.
He's not a senior actor, though. He's like a mainstream actor.
Yeah, well,
he's the one that just, he does movies. He doesn't do too many.
Well, he can be picky about what he do.
Yeah, yeah. But I would do this movie if yeah. I was him. This was a good stretch for him.
Like I said, the 7.5 is because, one, a different storyline. It was a really good storyline.
I agree.
And then it wasn't hard to follow.
Yeah, so it wasn't too complicated.
Yeah, and it wasn't dark.
No, no.
It was a different kind of movie, because, you know, you would never think about a tracker. You know, mm-hmm. being part of a police
type of investigation.
Yeah,
and
yeah, exactly.
Like that. Normally, the tracker is maybe like an Indian who just does some freelance stuff, mm-hmm. just to hunt. But he was part of the Parks and Recreation. But he was a tracker, and he was just killing animals. He just happened to know what needed to be done. And he tracked and he helped the FBI agent and ensure that she knew where the case was leading to.
And the ending was perfect.
Yeah, so the father
Why I really gave it a 7.5. I mean, really, it wasn't like, you know, he did something crazy at the ending. He's like, no, I'm going to just make your ass, you're going to kill your own damn self.
But yeah, but he sat there with his... The father, because mm-hmm. the father had his death mask on because he was going to kill himself. And he sat next to him because the other storyline within there, too, was his daughter, who was almost practically died the same way. Hence the... what is the card when I told you, baby? The such and such card. The... what do they call it? The title card mm-hmm. that shows missing people. So it was kind of like they never found the person who killed his daughter, but at least he was able to find a killer and kill the one for his friend's daughter.
And that's like, and it was the revenge, you know, part.
Well, he finally got justice.
Yeah, I mean,
they don't get justice.
Right, they don't get justice. Yeah. But the, like I said, that's why I gave it a 7.5 because it was really, it was a very easy. I love the storyline. I love how. He was the hero, mm-hmm. you know, through the whole thing.
Yeah, and so was she. Because remember when she was at the hospital and he was like, you're a warrior, just like the people that we have here who just won't quit. They just don't quit. And she emotionally and passionately said, I'm going to do this, even if she didn't have to.
Right.
But she did it. And he really wanted her to know that, which was, I thought that was pretty cool, too. But he was the hero. He was the guy that said, I'm the in-between guy. You know, my wife wanted to leave. I still have my son. I still got my relationships. And this woman came here to help us. And, you know, it just went from there. But, yeah, I got an even 7. And the only reason I didn't give it more is because I liked the movie. Yeah, I don't want to see it again, though. I think it was a slow-moving movie that I would really have to sit down and look at again. And, you know, I think there's too many other movies.
If it was HBO or one of the local stations,
I probably would look at some.
I would watch it.
I don't think I would watch the whole thing, though.
Yeah. I mean, so just me. Yeah, bits and pieces of it. I'd probably watch the whole thing because I want to see it again, if you know, and see what I have missed.
Yeah.
But
because
like I said,
the dialogue
told
you more than what you saw.
Right, exactly.
And
it
that's
did.
How he wrote it.
Yeah.
He wrote it so you, to understand really what was going on, you had to hear what they were talking about.
So that's why, I mean, honest truth, yeah. I mean, there's a, you know, if watching TV, it happens to come across a station, yeah, I watch. Like I said, it won't be, like you said, it may not start from the beginning, but any part of it.
You can pick up from it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's another thing, too. Just by watching it, you don't have to start from the beginning to actually know what was really going on.
Some of it. Some of the details you would have had to know. No, you're right, because they kind of go over some of it in that way. So even if you didn't know that she ran off in the woods, you could have picked up on mm-hmm. that she was killed.
Right.
So the only similar details would have been that she ran away for 6 miles, which was foreshadowing to the end of the movie. You know, at the end of the movie, it related to that. So, no, I got you. But, you know, 7, Alicia has a 7.5. So, Urban Lifestyle Cafe, we're going to see Marshall and we're going to see The Foreigner. I think we still go see The Foreigner. And even if it's bad, we'll tell you, not worth it.
But, we haven't done that in a little bit.
And we got discount tickets. So when we get the discount tickets, that's what we do. Mm-hmm. $6 tickets for two of us, just... paying that amount? Yeah. Well, no, tomorrow is $5 tickets. So So if we would have went today, it would have been better. But it would be all right. But yeah, so The Foreigner and then Marshall, the black Thurgood Marshall movie. I think it's worth seeing. We're going to do a Black Panther trailer.
Yeah, one just came out. Another one came out.
The new one came out.
And I'm a big Thurgood Marshall.
I love Thurgood Marshall.
I've always been a big fan of his.
Very admired that man.
Mm-hmm.
Looked up to.
It was something that I think that I remember me wanting us, like, I would like to see him before he died. One of those kind of persons that I wanted to meet.
Him and Shirley Chisholm.
Isn't Denzel Washington doing a movie? No, he's doing something.
He's some kind of crazy looking Jose, lawyer guy.
Carlos Jose or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, this something different. It looks weird. Yeah. So I saw the longer version of it and it was very strange.
Okay.
But who knows?
Okay.
But that's what we're looking at coming forward. Urban Lifestyle Cafe on the Bougie Black Brother Network. And you can pick up Leisha on Coffee Women in Tech. Find Black Woman on IG and Twitter.
Yes, yes.
Me, Bougie Black Bro. Bougie Black Bro, IG and Twitter. And they're all just suggestions. There's a couple going out. We will never go see a Madea movie, so don't even ask. because I think Boo 2 is coming out, but you can have it. But thanks for stopping by, and we'll see you next time on Urban Lifestyle Cafe.
Bye.
Peace.